We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. And to those of you who have visited this week, the weather has not been bad. So I don't know what it's going to look like today, but I can tell you this. We've had worse weather than we've had going on this week. So we do want to thank you. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you on behalf of Merit Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast coming to you from the studios of WMIE 91.5 FM. And I do want to mention these are the last two broadcasts today and tomorrow that I will be mentioning our Save Ukraine Now project, where we will be sending a container of clothing, blankets and the like over to minister to the 1.5 million refugees that have been displaced from their homes in the winter time. And so our people have been gathering, people have been bringing things in from the radio broadcast. And so we want to just say thank you for that. And this coming Sunday night, we'll be labeling everything, getting them ready for customs, and then taking those and distributing shipping them off to the Ukraine next week sometime. So we do want to thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for those who've made phone calls and sent notes of encouragement. By the way, if I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you would like to partner with us here on the Refresh Radio broadcast, you can reach us at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Again, that's 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And we do have a few businesses that are part of our church that help defray some of the costs, but we could still use some partners who would help us to defray the cost of bringing this radio program to you all the way across Brevard County. And we're thankful for the opportunity to do so. One of those partners is Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical. And if you're anywhere here in Brevard County, they go from the south to the north, and they can help you with whether it's just a regular home air conditioner with an air handler on the inside, or whether it's a package unit, whether it's an electrical problem, whatever you might need. You can reach Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical at 632-9538. Again, that is 632-9538. And tell them that you heard about them here on the Refresh Radio broadcast, if you would. We had a phone call earlier this week about whether or not you could find any of the previous broadcasts that we have done here. And you can access those. So I'm going to give the information here to you. If you go to the website, WMIEFM.com, WMIEFM.com, and then all the way at the bottom of the page, there's like four tabs up the top, and you just bypass those to get to to where you could listen to previously recorded programs. Go all the way down to the bottom, and it's on the right-hand side. There is a tab, and it's called the on-demand tab, And then when you click on that, it's going to pull up a little thing, and it says pick a date. And you click on what date that you want, and then there's an array of programs that aired on that particular date. And then if you wanted to listen to the Refresh program with Bob Arthurs, you would just click on that, and that would take you to a link where you could hear that day's broadcast. And so WMIEFM.com, all the way down to the bottom of the page, the on-demand tab on the bottom right-hand side of the page. You pick a date, and then you pick a program. And so that's how I thought it worked one way, but I went and did some research, and that's the way that you find that. And so thank you for those of you who are interested in that. And so I want to take you to the Word of God this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is where we're going to resume. We do want to invite you out to our services this coming Sunday. We will, like I said, on Sunday night, we will be packing up and labeling all of the items that have come in. We will be having a message on Sunday morning, this last Sunday morning for Daylight Savings Time. The title of my message was "It's Later Than You Think." And so this week will be "It's Still Later Than You Think." We're going to be talking about a different aspect, and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss God's visitation. You don't want to miss anything that God has for you. And so I want to encourage you to come out and be a part of that. I also want to let you know that Easter is coming up here in just a few weeks. We are going to be having a kids outreach that day. And it's not just your typical Easter egg hunt or anything like that. We're actually going to be, there's going to be lots of candy and all of that sort of stuff for the kids. But we're going to be having different booths set up. And at each one of the booths, there's going to be a presentation of the gospel that takes place, a presentation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so if you have kids, grandkids, neighbor kids that do not know Jesus, we'd like to invite you to bring them out for our event. It's going to be a great day for the kids ministry, but also on that Sunday, I am going to be preaching an illustrated sermon, and that is that I'm going to be preaching the message, but there's also a visual aspect to it. We remember very little of what we hear. We remember a much larger percentage of the things that we see, and the more senses that we get involved in something, the better our retention is. And so that is coming up on April the 5th, and it's hard to believe that we're already almost halfway through March. But that is a reality, almost 25% of the way through the year, and my, doesn't time fly. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, let's begin reading in verse number 1. We've already covered these passages, but just to set the context here, it says, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men." So those are three very important characteristics to know if someone who is speaking prophetically, it is actually coming from the Spirit of God. They speak edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. Verse number 4, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise, you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel." So let's go back to verse number 4. And it says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church." One of the biggest questions that we get is, what does the Assemblies of God believe? We believe the Bible. That's what we believe. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe that every person is in need of a Savior, and that Jesus Christ is that Savior, that he died upon the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, that he rose from the dead on the third day, that he's ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that he is coming back one day to take his bride to be with him where he is forever. We believe that he sent the Holy Spirit to impart gifts to the church, to manifest fruit in the body of Christ, and to equip us with power that we might be witnesses for him in all the world, in our general locality, as well as around the globe. We also believe that every believer is gifted by the Holy Spirit with gifts that are to benefit the body of Christ, that you were not born by accident. You are not a cosmic accident where a lightning bolt struck a gaseous bubble in a swamp someplace, and all of a sudden out you came, or you didn't fall out of a tree or anything like that and hit your head and voila, here you are. No, we believe that you were formed in your mother's womb, that God created you on purpose, that you were created by divine design, that God does not make any junk, and that he wants to build you up. He wants you and I to mature in our faith. Even Jesus had said, grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So you and I, we need to be becoming more like Jesus. And we've been talking about transforming from a sinkhole to a skyscraper is what we've been talking about. Tuesday, I saw an article about a lady who had a sinkhole develop in her backyard. This wasn't in Florida. And that she was very concerned that it was going to begin swallowing her house because the sinkhole was growing and nobody knew really what to do about it. And so I want you to know that if you feel like your world is caving in around you, that there is a person who knows exactly what to do, and his name is Jesus. So those are a little bit, we love the Word of God. We love people, and so that tells you a little bit about Merit Assembly of God. Now, verse number 4 says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Now, this is contrasted here, the latter part of the verse, about the person who prophesies edifies the church. And some people would look at it and say, well, if I'm not going to do one, I want to do, if I can only do one of them, I want to do the latter. I want to edify the church. And I want you to know that before you can edify the church, you have to edify yourself. You have to build yourself up in your most holy faith. I don't say this as a merit badge, but before I came to the radio station, I was praying in the Holy Spirit. I was edifying myself, not so I could walk in here and have my spiritual merit badge on, but because I wanted to come onto the air today, I wanted to speak a word that would edify the body of Christ beyond what I am able to see in this room. I would speak a word that would say, you know what? God not only wants to build you up, but he wants to use you to build up other people around you, both in the body of Christ and those he longs to be part of the body of Christ. And so, when I look at this verse, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, I look and I ask myself this question, because there are some people who believe that the gifts of the Spirit, that those died out with the first century apostles. And my question is this, did God ever make that decision that he said, you know what, I don't want to build up individuals anymore, and so I'm not going to pour out the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because I don't want to build up men, and I don't want to build up women. I don't want to build up young people. I just want to leave them at their current condition. And I don't think that that's the heart of God at all. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit is poured out, Peter says that this is for them, for their children, and for all those who are far off. I am one of those all. You are one of those all, whether it is far away geographically or far away chronologically. The truth of the matter, I believe, is that as long as there is a person in need of redemption on planet Earth, that God wants to build up the men and the women and the boys and the girls of the body of Christ so that they are edified, so that people can see that there is a different way of living. There is a way to live your life for God. And see, where the enemy is trying to pull you down, God is looking to build you up. You look at the ramifications of the things that are harmful to the body. You know, there are a lot of different sicknesses and diseases that those are all consequences of the fall of man. But there are a lot of self-inflicted issues that we have in our life, whether it is addiction to a substance, whether it's lack of self-control and your relational area. There are a lot of self-inflicted things, and every one of those type of things does damage to the body. It tears you down. Paul said that he who sins sexually sins against his own body. In other words, it's something that is going to be destructive to us physically or socially, emotionally, mentally. It has a price tag that God doesn't want you to pay. I want to do my life the way that the Word of God says, first of all, because God has my best interests at heart. I also want to do my life the way the Word of God says, because I believe it is the best, the happiest way to live a life. You please do not feel sorry for me as a Christian because you are going out and doing all of those other things and you say, man, you just don't know what you're missing. You know, I've been around this thing long enough to know that some of the things that people go around and say, you just don't know what you're missing, to know, I do know some of the things I'm missing. I'm missing broken relationships. I'm missing waking up of a morning hungover and throwing up over a toilet bowl. I'm missing overdosing on drugs. I know a lot of the things that I'm missing, and I'm okay missing those things because those things aren't enjoyable. And so today I want you to know that God wants you to pray in the Holy Spirit, because it edifies you and helps equip you for the next part, which is very, very important. And it says, but he who prophesies edifies the church. And so there is an interesting thing here. It talks about prophecy, and I believe this. Prophecy is not just forthtelling. It is not just telling about things that are going to take place. I believe that the gift of the prophet calls people, calls communities, calls cultures, and calls nations back into relationship with Jesus Christ. It is the Word of God inviting people. Listen, a God who wanted to destroy us, he wouldn't be sending prophets, because prophets extend an invitation for us to come back into fellowship with God, who will build us up, who will teach us, and will bring comfort to us. God loves people, and that's why he sends people who operate in the spiritual gifts. And that is because he wants people to be built up. God wants you to be a better you than you've ever dreamed that you could be. No matter how long you've been in your current condition, God wants to build you up. And let me tell you this. Even if you are a child of God and have been a Christian for a long time, I want to ask you this question. Have you hit a spiritual plateau? Have you reached a level where your growing, your edification has stopped? Because I can tell you, as a pastor, several years ago, there was a period of time, there was about 4 or 5 years, and we were really doing everything that we could to grow, to hit the next level of ministry, and we were just kind of vacillating inside this narrow range. And all of a sudden I felt like God said, you know what, I want to challenge you to double your missions giving. And so, you know, I've told you the story on here before. My wife was hearing the same thing from God. Another one of the leading men of our church was hearing the same thing from God. And so we set out to make that a reality. And it took us about 3 or 4 years before we hit that. But I want to tell you that since then, even though the economy hit a downturn, our church has been increasing both in attendance and in finance, and so we are blessed. We're not looking to hit a plateau. You know, if we do hit a plateau, we're going to say, okay, God, what can you do? What do you want us to do to grow to the next level? You know, everything that we have, I had a meeting with someone last week, and we were talking about, you know, we're not doing things the same way that we did. But, you know, if you've ever tried to drive a stick shift and you've only driven a manual transmission, you'll understand this. Sometimes when you have driven in a certain gear, if you don't push the clutch in at just the right time and you try to make that shift every once in a while, there's some grinding that goes on and the transmission does not want to shift into the right gear. So I said, you know, not everything that we have made as far as change of process goes 100% smoothly, but eventually we're going to get it into the gear that it's supposed to be in, and we're going to be more effective in proclaiming Jesus than we've ever been before. You know, I had so much that I wanted to share about this, but let me just say this. But he who prophesies edifies the church, and I've got a note here in my Bible, and that is you need a local church. If you are not in weekly attendance of a local church, we would love to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. We have a family type atmosphere. If you want to come in, you know, our family is a wide and diverse family. Not everybody looks like me. Not everybody talks like me. Not everybody acts like me. Thank the Lord. There is a wide spectrum. You know, what we are looking to create at Merit Assembly of God is a small microcosm of heaven where every tribe, every tongue, every nation has somebody that is praising God and is acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord. But if you do not have that church, it's awfully hard to edify something from the outside. It's awfully difficult to edify the body of Christ when you are not in relationship with them. Whenever I go into a situation, I always go in with the first goal of building relationship. If you want to be edified, you've got to understand that the body of Christ is relationship. It's all about relationship. It's about relationship between you and Jesus. It's about relationship between you and the Heavenly Father. It's a relationship between you and the Holy Spirit. It's about relationship with the body of Christ and the leadership that God has given. You need to be in relationship with the body of Christ. It's a lot easier. People will be very open to you ministering edification to them whenever you have that relationship. A lot of times people come in and they just want to start building people up without getting to know them. Well, first of all, if you don't know where they've come from, you don't know the reason why they're at, and you don't know where God is going to take them. If what God's going to do in their life, how can you be an effective builder or an edifier, a person who builds other people up, if you don't know what the foundation looks like and what the blueprint looks like? If you don't know what types of materials you're working with? And so I want to encourage you, get to know people. Not only that, I want to encourage you to do this. Get to know the people around you who are not yet believers in Jesus Christ, because Jesus is still in the salvation business. He says, upon this rock I will build my church. What rock is that? It is the rock that says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. If we want the church to be built up, it is built up by new believers coming to faith. You know what one of the most exciting things that happens to a church is? When somebody who isn't a believer becomes a believer, that is like throwing gasoline onto a fire. I mean, it just ignites a body with excitement and with passion. And I want to encourage you, every church should be a soul-winning church. And don't be looking and saying, well, that person should be doing it, and that person, the only person that shouldn't be doing it is me. I want you to know that's not true. Everybody should be winning souls. there's a statistic that I read. It's probably been about 10 years ago now, but it described that the longer people are in the faith, that the fewer people that they tend to bring to Jesus Christ. And for churches who've been around for more than 7 years, on average, it takes about 83 people just to lead one person to Jesus in a calendar year. That statistic is way too high. That statistic is way too high. And so new believers end up winning new believers to Jesus Christ. Now, some of that makes sense because their social circle has probably got more unbelievers in it. There was a season when I was pastoring, and I ended up working at a retail establishment for a short period of time. And it was supposed to have been a Christmas job, and it ended up lasting several months longer than that. And people would say, well, how are you doing working that? I said, man, this is great. This is absolutely wonderful, because guess what? I am around more people who don't believe in Jesus now than I was. And so I was getting to talk to people. The managers called me Pastor Bob. The people that I worked around with, they call me Pastor Bob. Every once in a while, I still see some of those people here in the area. And you know what? It's all about building up other people, building up the church. God wants to use the spiritual gifts that we've talked about to build you up as an individual, to build me up as an individual, so that we can build up the body of Christ. I want to ask you, when was the last time you would say that you hit a spiritual growth spurt? Another question, when was the last time God used you to build somebody else up? In Oklahoma, there was a commercial, and it was for something called Wolf Brand Chili. And it said, especially in the wintertime, they'd run this ad and they said, well, how long has it been since you had a good hot steaming bowl of Wolf Brand Chili? Well, that's too long. And so if it's been a while since you were used by God to build somebody else up, let's change that. Let's ask God to build us up, to increase us, to cause us to be more secure in the Word, to know the Word better, and that God would use us to build up somebody else today. Father, I just thank you for this Word right now. I want to thank you that it is your desire to build up every man and woman to be a trophy of your grace, an instrument of honor that you use to edify those around them. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would use every tool that you have given to us to build ourselves up, but Lord, also that we might speak edification and exhortation to those around us. Use us for the glory of God to build your church in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."